Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to
what's
the
up, what's
sound
up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you. And, well, I guess they're a little angry. Problems, and of course, every TV commentator made every excuse as to why the markets did what they did. And of course, if you listen to me, you'd have heard that it's a probability model. It probably should happen anyways. And of course, it did happen. Now, we're going to talk more about it later. We're going to kind of see how this all develops. But in the meantime, I did a great webinar on a Monday night, and I want you to check it out and listen in. And I want to share, always trying to teach and learn. So let's go to Monday night and check her out. Because I think that you will enjoy it. Here we go.
What's up, everybody? What's going on? Thanks for coming early. I know that a little inconvenient time, but sometimes, you know, sometimes duty calls. I got to do something else. I try not to, but I just couldn't. I couldn't avoid getting away from it today. But I'm glad that you could make it. And glad you could get here early, and maybe it's a benefit to some of you. I don't know, but anyways, welcome aboard. Glad you're here, and you know, we've got a market that is you know, basically sound asleep. I think that nobody cares. You know, I think this is the. You're welcome. Listen, it's better for me. I'm tired of it late at night. You know, I go to bed early, but you know, it's been a, it's a challenge. You know, I don't know any other way to put it. The markets themselves have been somewhat of a little bit of a challenge, and, you know, it's more because there's just nothing going on. I mean, we have no action, and thank God for March Madness last Thursday and Friday, because it's just really been, you know, eerily quiet. We're getting ready to make – the markets are getting ready to make a huge move. Now, I'm going to say that I always say that it's going to be – I think it will be down, but I would not be surprised it would be up. But, you know, we are at such a high place or a high level – of complacency, and that is typically a problem. That is typically a part in the market that, you know, things don't usually go well. You know, everybody's in, the margin debt is loaded up. A lot of people are in borrowing money that they don't have to buy stocks they can't afford, and that's a problem. You know, we continue to, you know, watch the levels, and we really just stayed, you know, within. I mean, we've been pretty much on target on some and off target on others, but, you know, overall it's been a, you know, it's been a real challenge. And, you know, I, you know, I've seen it before. This too shall pass, like a kidney stone, but it will pass. And, you know, again, we're being built up on just a lot of stuff, a lot of promises, and you know, we'll see how it plays out. But at the end of the day, you know, you can't try to fight it. And I know people are trying to get filled on stuff today, and they didn't get filled. Now, I actually got filled right off the opening, all right? But again, that doesn't mean that everybody does, but I'm just saying that, you know, you just have to sit back. You cannot try to chase them down, because you're going to get hurt trying to chase them down. Again, remember, we talked about that. That's the way to find every loser, is better to chase every trade. You know, let's put it this way. We'll trade as much as the market will allow us to trade. And right now, it's not allowing very much. And it's just not the overall conditions at this point in time are not really conducive to being very active. I mean, there's some things that made some, you know, some juicy moves if you had them pegged out, and we'll look at them later. But there's also some things that got clobbered all right, that if you didn't have him playing, there's not enough volatility to help you forgive you for making a bad trade. And that is one of the key things of being an active trader, is knowing that there's enough activity in the market that you can get forgiveness, okay, by making a bad trade. Because we're all going to make bad trades on an occasion, but when you have no chance of forgiveness, it's very hard to get out. And these are the kind of days that, you know, if I lost on my first couple of trades in the morning when I was on the floor, I was a favorite to get killed, because you can't get out, and that's always the problem. But anyways, all right, well, it'll happen. Like I said, I got filled on two out of the three. But, you know, I don't know what to say. Again, we'll look at it. You know, we got a chance. We can work them again tomorrow. And we'll maybe make a couple of little adjustments. But, again, I'd rather not chase the market because, again, it's like shooting dice. I don't really feel like being a 50-50 guy. You know, I don't want to be in a 50-50 position. I want to be a 60-40 or 70-30 or 80-20. I don't like being 50-50. I mean, I can flip coins at home. I don't have to pay commission to be 50-50. So, you know, we'll figure it out, and we'll get there. Again, we got to be patient with the market and let the markets do what they're going to do. You know, we'll continue to work and move our way on, and that'll be it. Good job. That's fine. You know, again, we don't worry about it. So anyways, as we start out every call every Monday with our words of wisdom from our friend Connie, and it's aim for the moon. If you miss, you might hit a star. And, you know, again, we talk about that all the time. You know, the game of trading, investing, it's always about it's about your attitude. All right. And I don't mean it in a negative sense, but, you know, you have to remain in an upbeat spot, and you have to realize the things that can happen in a market. Okay, because if you understand what can happen and what will happen, then you're prepared for it and you might hit that star. All right. But the first thing all of us have to recognize is what the markets are all about and how they work, because they work in mysterious ways. And right now they're just not working. I mean, that's again, I don't want to be, you know, not Debbie Downer. I mean, I don't look like a Debbie, but I mean, you know, you just have to be patient enough to wait it out. You know, we'll have trades, we'll look for things. But, you know, again, your objective is to have enough patience, you know, like a good poker player, you know, to sit for hours, or in our case, days, and not do anything. I mean, that's really, look, if you really want to be successful, that's how you be successful. What I used to do in my trading days on the floor, okay, is we'd go play backgammon. We'd go play gin. We wouldn't trade. We would just walk out, you know, go to lunch, whatever. Go home, go to the golf course, depending on what time of the year it was. I mean, we had backgammon games going all the time. You know, you could always find something to play, because it was, you know, that's what professionals do. You'll learn to sit back and not be overly involved, because if you put yourself in a position to lose, you're going to lose. And that's the real size of the market, is when you put yourself in a bad position, you're going to find that bad position. And that's really what it comes down to. But anyways, so, you know, I always like to have my bitch. And of course, you know, we call it Bubba's bitch. And here I am.
And when we come back from the break, you'll get my bitch. But again, a little comment on Tuesday's markets. And again, a little bit of pressure. But, you know, at the end of the day, again, we'll see what it does. And of course, you'll hear that throughout the webinar as well. But make sure, you know, you want to get all this stuff all the time. You go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every day. And of course, you can go to bubbatrading.com and get my brand new, going to be soon to be Emmy Award winning. Now, I don't know if it'll be, but Bubba's Bottom Line, which is always good. And usually I try to tape it when I'm really pissed off, so it goes right in tune with Bubba's bitch, because again, I do have some complaints. But overall, we're having a good time. And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop by here for a break, and we will be right back after the break with more of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be coming right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, you know I'm getting ready to do my bitch. But anyways, again, we'll discuss it as we go through, but I think you'll find some interesting things that I discussed on Monday. So let's get to my bitch and the rest. Here we go.
I tell you, I don't understand. Somebody's got to explain to me, and because I don't know, really. I don't know. What is the purpose of putting Comey and Rogers or anybody on the Hill in public when they're not going to say anything anyways? I mean, they both have, you know, class denomination. They can't say anything. So why are they wasting my time, my money and everything else having a stupid hearing where a guy can only say, I can't comment on that. I can't comment on that. I can't comment on that. What is the point? Does anybody know what the point of all this is? I mean, I really don't understand. So I'm hoping somebody can explain it because it really pisses me off. To me, it's just a big waste of time. It's kind of like talking about politics every day. I mean, you know, they get to talk about politics every day. Let's talk about something that you know, we can do something about. But fill the news hour. OK. All right. But what about all the money we have to pay for that? You know, again, I'm not a happy guy when that stuff happens. You know, I don't like pissing away and stuff like that. To me, it's a bad deal. But again, that's just me. I might be in the minority, but it's a bad deal. All right. Anyways, so as the markets are still open and trading, all right, and you know, we're going wild here, all right, and you know, we're seeing action and action galore, and all for nothing going on. So as we look at, you know, the Dow, we've got a Dow that was, what was it today? Oh, down 876. All right. And notice we've gone virtually nowhere. All right. You know, up and down in a range. Here's today. All right. Look at this. I mean, really? This is our range today. So we've got high to low was 70 points in a 20,000 point exchange, with virtually zero volume. And Friday's volume doesn't count because that was triple witching expiration. That's always a spike in volume. All right. BS politics, speaking of population. Yeah. So, I mean, and here we are again, right on support. You know, we're going to say, you know, we'll say, you know, 20,800 is still, you know, again, if you want to buy, you know, 820, 800, 850, you'd be a buyer. I mean, again, I'm not telling you not to buy. What the hell just happened? Look, we just got a rally, right? Just as I was talking, they were just way down and they just rallied like 20 ticks in like 10 seconds. Look at this. We got to look at this. Here's a 4-minute chart. This is why I wouldn't normally do it at this time. Look what just happened here. Okay. Well, it is what it is. But I mean, you know, what are we doing here? There's just nothing to really do. It just, you know, no action, no drive, no nothing. So 2,800, 21,000, 21,200. Those are your levels. Trade either side if you want. Again, I personally will not be buying them down there, but again, I don't have a problem. I mean, it doesn't make it a bad trade, just so you understand. All right. You know, obviously the buying side of this market has been the right side to be on. So, you know, just because I say that I'm not buying doesn't mean that it isn't a reasonable opportunity to buy. The S&P, Sierra Papa X-ray. And here we are right on a support level. Now, there's a lot of things that would indicate that this is starting to weaken. Now, again, we're not getting aggressive to the short side until we see some volatility and until we see some other things happen. All right. But this is showing signs of a potential top. But again, you can look to be a buyer around 2360 and you can be looked to be a seller around 2400. There's again, opinion and trading, they should not mix. Your overall net opinion of the market should not really mix with the trading action of the market. Because remember, from a fundamental standpoint, you can look at it one way, but the markets, whatever you think, they trade technically, all right? And you look at the technical standpoint of the market, that's how you make your decision. You can find something you like fundamentally. Like, we know that the markets go up year over year, All right. I mean, we know that there's no secret. I mean, you know, everybody who's been on this call knows that I never sell my long holdings ever. They go to business occasionally. Chop will remind you about that, but I never sell them. I hedge them and I continue to trade them, but I don't even look at them. I don't even open a statement. To be honest, you know, I know about what they're doing. I mean, I can figure it out. And I just continue to trade. And, you know, short term, I'm very bearish. Long term, I know the markets are going to go up. So as long as I protect it and I can be in the market, then it'll go up. But if you can realize that part one, then part two, that even when you're trading, you still have to wait for the right entry to get in. I mean, in a short term basis, you know, we could pop right to you could buy them right here at 2360. If they get there, they can go to 2400. You make points, you get out and sell them. And again, so there's no reason not to. I just prefer not to because there's other things I could trade at the same time. So it's not that I wouldn't get long. It's just I don't want to get long in those things. That's all. And again, it's no big deal. It's just that's the way that I look at certain things. Because again, I can buy anything if I want. The NASDAQ continues to try and I guess made another new high today. I think this is late too. I think this just happened, right? I'm not sure. But anyways, another all-time new high. Now it is starting to flatten out. All right. Now again, we're still not going to be an aggressive seller here yet. Because it's still not into a position where we'd want to be selling aggressively. So we'll continue to just, you know, we'll watch it and wait on it. And again, you can be a buyer at about 58.50. You know, if it gets to 59.50, you might take a whack at it. You can. You're gambling a little bit, but you can take a shot at it there. And the Russell, that we will continue to sell because that continues to be the weakest index. Now look at the difference between the Russell and the other indexes. Look at the width. Look at the action in this market. All right. And that is what we're looking for. That is what we need, is that type of action. We need the markets. We need the markets to be active like this with big moves. All right. And that is how you make money. This is a market that does have some volatility. So that is fine to trade. And we're selling this. And I'd be a seller of this right now. 1390, 1400 without even thinking about it. If you're using an index for a hedge and selling the call credit spread, should you sell the index? Should you sell when the index is at the bottom of the range? You can. Yeah, I always sell them, but I'm going to have a couple of cures for all this stuff that ails us in the next few days. In fact, next week, I'm going to do a special for all the hedging people that have been through the course. Cause I think I'm onto something. I don't want to bring it up yet. I think I figured something out and I'm just doing it. I'm doing the numbers again, just to make sure that I'm right. But I think it's a great program as it is now, but I think I'm going to make it better. All right. So I'm going to do a special, next week. As soon as I can confirm it and make sure that I am correct. I've been working night and day on some assumptions and I want to see how it plays out, but I think I'm right. And, I've talked to the Badger about it. He thinks that we're right. So, I'm going to do something next week. So, I would always sell them. Now I might not sell like if they're up at the upper end of the range, I might sell them $2 or $3 wide. At the bottom of the range, I might only sell them $1 wide, but I would always be selling because I don't know.
And of course, that is what we're talking about. And we will have, next week, a big meeting, for all the hedgers that have gone through the program and kind of just to tell you what we're going to be doing, because I think the changes we've made have been so mathematically fantastic that it's going to cut down a lot of the vol and on the trade. So I'm really excited about that. But so we see markets again, you know, on Tuesday we saw some pretty heavy selling, but I think you want to make sure you watch the VIX, because the Tuesday selling, yesterday selling was no big deal. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about that later after the next break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, you know, the only station you need is libertytalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show there as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And of course, at bubbatrading.com, you get the soon-to-be award-winning Bubba's Bottom Line, which is always great and fun for me to do. So check it out. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're coming right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show on this beautiful Wednesday. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, we're playing the call back from Monday because I kind of called Tuesday on Monday. So it's kind of like I had the paper day ahead. So go back and check it out. We'll be back in the middle here, and we'll break it down a little bit for you. But let's get back to the Monday night call. Here we go.
All right. Oil. Crude. Charlie Lima. Now, crude has had trouble. Man, let me get the right contract up. We're on now in K, which is May, K7. Yeah. It's really having trouble here. It will not, you know, bounce off. Now, I do expect a little bit of a rally here. I mean, I'd be a seller at 50. I am at a buyer at no price. I mean, I might buy it during the day, you know, just for a quick trade, but I'm a buyer overall at no price. I'm looking to sell, and I'm looking for 50. In my eyes, this is going down to 40. So I will continue to look for it, but I would not be selling it here. I think it's 48 to 50. I'd much rather see the 50. Gold. All right. So gold, you know, I may be wrong. The bottom may be in. Now, I'm still not 100% convinced, but certainly I think 1240, you can look at it a little bit from the short side. I think there's still one more pullback. But again, I'm not going to sit here and predict it. I'm looking to be, I mean, I'll trade it either side, as I said last week, 12 to 1240. All right. And last week we said basically the same numbers. And look what we got. We got down and we got a big rally out of it. So, you know, we're not going to dictate. I just believe from a longer term space, there's probably one more little pullback here. But, you know, 12 to 1240, trade either side. I would lean to the long side here in general, but I will trade either side without even thinking about it. And of course, the bondos. All right. Now, I kept saying there's going to be a rally here. There's going to be a rally. And sure enough, you know, again, I'm not tooting my horn because it took a lot longer than we thought, but here it is. That's a pretty good size rally, 4 points, and it's probably going higher. I think it goes all the way back up to the top. All right. This is the old, they're flipping the bird at the Fed right now. All right. Now, if you remember from months and months ago when I said that I felt that the fixed income traders were going to take over and force the Fed to raise, and I think they did their job, and they killed the bonds, which made interest rates go higher. So now they got the Fed to raise, and what happens? Interest rates are starting to fall. So interesting. I think you've got probably a little bit more. Now, I would be a buyer nor a seller right in these levels. I'd be a seller probably at 151, which is quite a bit higher. As a buyer, I'd have to look. I don't know that I want to be another buyer. I think we caught, so to speak, the falling knife, and I don't think I want to try to catch it again. I don't have a real reason. I had a reason before because it was just over well done, and I knew kind of that it was overplayed. And I felt that we were going to get a short squeeze. Now, this wasn't quite the short squeeze that I thought we would get. But still, we got the nice rally. So we'll see from here. I'd rather be a seller up there around 151. The dollar. Oh, yeah, they took my dollar away. I don't know what Thinkorswim. They don't steal enough money from me. They want more. I don't get it. What is this? I don't even remember what the symbol is. How about that? DXY? Is it just DXY? Oh, dollar sign DXY. All right. And this is held, again, you know my feeling, this is going much lower. However, it did hold here, and I would not be surprised a little bit of a rally. Now, this is obviously was very unusual on the Fed day, a big sell-off when the interest rates are going up. Not logical. That's a problem. You know, just it says that there's a problem, but, you know, again, we don't worry about logic. We worry about what the market did, and we were kind of assuming that, and I assume it to go much lower. I think this is in a downward swing now. I'm looking for, again, 95 or lower before I'd even think about buying the dollar here. I think it continues to work its way down. And again, no biggie, but that's what I kind of see here. Is it DX on Thinkorswim? I don't know. No. Okay. DXY was right. That's fine. Doesn't matter. Here it is right here. So at the end of the day, you know, I think you look at it 100, it might pop off there, but I'd rather not be a buyer. I'd much rather be a seller here. So I'd rather be a seller at 101 than a buyer at 100. And of course, our euro currency continues to go up, and it did come up to the top where we thought it might come. Now, again, I said I did not want to be a seller then, and I don't. I think that I want to be a seller like at 110 to 112, which is where I would be a seller here. I think that's a much better spot. 110 to 112 would be the level. Even though chart-wise it should be right here, I think it's got a little bit more room, and I think you're going to see something. You know, I feel an announcement coming out, which might what we would call blow it off. And, of course, the British pound, here you go. I kept harping that somewhere around 122 was a good spot, and here we are. We're up to 124. Now, again, I think this is going much, much higher. I think you'll see some resistance probably around 125 and a half, 126, in which I would not be a seller. I'm looking to be a buyer here. On dips, I'm not looking to be a seller. You know, again, I might sell it short term for 20 minutes or an hour during the day, but I'm not really looking to carry a position in anything here. I'm looking to be long this and to be a buyer. And of course, our poor guy, the VIX. Now, notice what's happened the last 4 days. We identified this little bit of a symmetrical triangle last week, and look what's happened. Down below it, pop. Tried to go below it, stopped. Broke down below it, stopped. Boom, boom. This is going to break out big one way or the other. And again, I still believe this is going up big. This will tie in with my overall market theory. All right. Now, again, I'm not saying that's going to be the way. It certainly could break to the downside, but it looks to me that it wants to break down. It wants to break out to the upside. I think one of the things I will honestly say is, in my opinion, the markets are searching for a reason to sell off. All right. Now, you know, why do I say that? Well, I've seen the movie before. I've seen this action before. And this action looks like a market that wants to sell. It doesn't mean it will yet. It will eventually. But again, it may be an extended period of time, which is why we're not aggressively attacking after it, because we get no advantage by aggressively attacking it. We have to be careful. How long would you hold the VXX shares? You mean long straight shares? Is that what you're talking about? If you're talking about long straight shares, not a hell of a long time, because they decay just like options. They were down again today. Here. Oh, they actually closed flat. Not bad. They decay just like options. Very, very tough to hold that for any length of time. SVXY is inverse related to VXX. SVXY, what the? Sierra Victor X-ray Yankee. Oh, this is the positive volatility. Oh, cool. I never knew they had that. I have to take a look at that. Thank you. Never even paid attention. Of course, you know my feeling of these leverage ETFs to begin with. As a rule, I'm not a big fan. But I'm going to look at that. I'll look at that later. That's an interesting thing. So, you know, I mean, again, we're basically just in, you know, never, never land. Again, very quiet, very subdued. Markets aren't going anywhere. And of course, we have to talk about our guy, Chuck Berry. You know, God bless him. A trendsetter, right? 90 years old. What a great guitar player. What a great musician. But in the real business, NASDAQ, new closing low on volatility. And I'm sure there's another one today. All right. you know, again, what does that say? Well, I mean, again, think about it. The more complacent we get, the more likely there's going to be a break. That's the bottom line, right? The more complacency that the market finds, the more likelihood there's going to be a sell-off. Because again, as you get complacent, everybody gets on the same side of the boat. And eventually, the boat's going to sink. It's just common human things, right? And you got to understand how the market works. Again, you cannot predict this down to an absolute certainty, but you can predict it in a long-term view. Now, again, unfortunately, when we're trying to pick the top, it's much more challenging than picking the bottom, believe it or not. All right. Now, predicting markets, neither, as you said, is easy. However, bottoms are much easier, and people are much more comfortable trying to pick a bottom than pick a top. But again, this is another sign. This is a big warning sign that there's problems that, you know, you can't have the whole world as bullish and no trade. Complacency does not win the day.
And that's something you have to think about, is that when you have markets that are overall complacent. Now, if we look at Tuesday's sell-off, it was still a very complacent sell-off. It was done in a very orderly fashion. If you look at the volatility index, the VIX was only up like a point, which is not enough for the amount of selling that we had. So, and as we've been saying all along, the key here is going to be the bounce back, the rally. And if the rally fails to make a new high, then we might be able to assume that we are much closer to the tops than we were before. We can actually signal and potentially call the top of the market. And that's something that you have to look at and not try to get too impatient to try to force the top, because that's how you force the money out of your account. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends with Xander. Take in charge. In the meantime, also Bubba's Bottom Line, available at BubbaTrading.com. Soon to be an Emmy Award winner. Well, we hope anyways. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break with more of the Monday Night Call. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, as we play the Monday Night Call, and we're having a good time, and I hope you're learning something from it. Let's go back to it, and we'll clean it up at the end. Here we go, back to Monday night.
Trump administration rolls back Obama's protections on student loans. Anybody got an opinion on that? I'm just curious. I mean, it was more of a curious question, but they, I don't know. I'm glad I got one more year left. I have no student loans. I got one more year. I got one more full year left of tuition at Ohio State, at the Ohio State University, and then I'm done. So, I don't know. I don't like the whole concept of the way everything works out. So I'm not a big fan of anything, and I don't like all the lending. I don't like the high prices, but I'm just curious if anybody had an opinion. Okay. I'm seeing a note up there. There's still a lot of money on the sidelines. Let me tell you this to you right now. Okay. That's the biggest bunch of bull in the history. All right. There is always money on the sidelines. There's never not been money on the sidelines, whether or not they got burned or they didn't get burned. All right. Now, I've been doing this for 37 years, and I know one thing. When the markets want to go up, there's money on the sidelines waiting to come in. All right. When they want to sell soybeans, China's a soybean buyer. It's the biggest bunch of bull ever. Don't ever let these assholes, excuse me, convince you that there's more money on the sidelines than there is. There is always money on the sidelines. But the reason that markets drift higher in like a day like today, all right, or days when they're not doing much, is because the money is flowing in every single day. All right. So it's got nothing to do with money on the sidelines. You can take that money on the sidelines. I'm telling you right now, this is a fact, not fiction. There's no more money in the sidelines today than there was yesterday and 10 years ago. There's always money willing to go into the market if it's available. And if it doesn't go into the stock market, it'll find another place to go in and invest. So don't let that convince you that that the markets have more room to go up or down. All right. It has nothing to do with it. There is always money there to be buyers if the markets are warranted. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off, but I hate that. Are taxi drivers getting tips yet? Yes, they are. What about the big corporations moving back to the U.S. and bringing back their billions with them? What about it? Yeah, well, I'd love to see them get here. But that has nothing to do with the money going in the market. Money goes in the market from all over the world, all right? They don't have to be here to put money in the market. I'm all for it. I hope that all these things that Donald Trump is promising get done. But as I said on this call, when he got elected, that the problem is going to be not him. The problem is going to be he can't get his own House and his own Congress to get anything through. Look at what's going on with the health care bill. Man, I need some blood pressure medicine. Your car's gas mileage is your business. What do you guys think? They talk about oil. We have such a glut. And, of course, the glut in oil is a problem because that keeps us away from getting the making alternative energy. I mean, we do have a 200-year supply in this country. But should it be your own business? I mean, you know, that was a big stink that you're, you know, in Detroit, you got to have 52 miles on a gallon and, I don't know, 20, 25 or whatever it is. That's a good question. Here's a good question for you, who had the comment on money on the sidelines. If there's so many on money on the sidelines, why is there the record margin debt? I love you guys. All right. So I think it's your own business. That's my personal opinion. I don't think it's anybody's business. If I want to pay more for gas, it's like if you buy a Rolls Royce, you ask how many miles to get to the gallon. You shouldn't be buying a Rolls Royce. When's the right hike? Was it really a right hike? And that was the interesting thing, I think, when you look at the overall market, you know, reacted very well. And I don't know. Some took her speech as bullish, as dovish, and some took it as hawkish. I don't know. I don't have a real read on that stuff. I can't. You know, I just watched the market kind of, and the market looks like they liked it. So, you know, certainly I can't fight that part of it. I wish it would not have started with the health care bill. I would like to see him get the jobs done. Mileage is rigged by the car company, improving mileage costs so you'll pay more for it. Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah, those are all good points. And a rate hike, again, we need a lot more rate hikes. That's the real facts. All right. We need it for everybody. We need it for the fixed income people. We need it for small business. We need it to get real jobs back in this country. We need higher rates so that actually the small guys can borrow some money. Signs that the Silicon Valley bubble is about to burst. All right. So we've got housing costs in San Francisco going to the roof again. And SNAP. And I said that a long time ago. I thought SNAP was going to be the beginning of the end, and I believe that. I think that they – I mean, I still can't believe that they're able to get that IPO off with such a big loss, and I don't know how they're ever going to monetize it. It just doesn't make sense to me. But again, you know, who am I? I'm just a guy. I don't know. I don't know who I am. But, you know, it's one of those things that we look at and we see, and, you know, who knows? Money on the sideline is retail when enters sell quick. I think the retailers are pouring in. I think they're pretty much almost in. I don't know. I didn't hear a lot about this over the weekend, but can you believe this? Another terrorist attack? I can't stand it. I don't know what we're waiting for, but I don't know. Let's move past that. All right. So, you know, I just finished, believe it or not, I was interviewing a gold guy from Switzerland. And we were talking about all these things. And of course, you know, we've talked about this many times about they want to turn everything into cashless. I mean, we got this debt ceiling debate coming up again. And, you know, yet we just see that, you know, the Fed has no clue and they still talk. I mean, they should just be in there pumping up the rates and not worried about the inflation, about taxing me for more stuff. And I mean, you know that they're going to have the Fed print more money for the debt thing if they run out because they don't have to live on a budget. What do they care? Just an irritation. It's like a boil. Bank loans. I asked last night, I have a banker that's on, and I said, what do you see? And he said, nothing. But here, this is a chart showing that bank loans, commercial lending is falling quickly. I mean, that's a sign of things aren't as good as we'd like them to believe. Now, again, I'm not predicting. I'm just saying. I don't get into the predicting business too often. I know better. I've lost too much trying to be a predictor. But I think this is something to take a look at. And again, this is not to scare or to fear anybody. But, you know, you've got the same reasons that we always have the deal is it's always comes down to credit and debt. And once again, we're in the same position. We're in a credit bubble again. Now, again, is it going to crash? Well, you know, I don't know that it'll be a collapse like we had in 07. I don't care. I mean, for me, you know, I'm not selling. I'm going to be hedged, so I don't care. I'm happy if it sells off. But in the meantime, even if it sells off, we'll get plenty of opportunities to trade it. So I'm not really worried about it. But again, it's going to be stubborn until it's not. And that's why you cannot try to predict what's going to happen here. You have to continue to stay on the game plan in which we are, which is just be patient, be careful, and try to pick your opportunities. And
that's really what it's about. It's about trying to pick the right opportunities. Again, we're not trying to be bearish. We're not trying to be bullish. We're trying to be in the spot of the highest probability. All right. And this is where a lot of people get trapped up in markets is when you try to be something, you know, you want to predict. And of course, I can speak from experience that when you predict, you should get your ass kicked. And I'm just telling you that, you know, you need to be prepared. But again, let's watch this sell-off, watch the VIX, watch the volatility. And then on the subsequent rally that we get, if it does not make a new high, we might be able to call a top in the market, and that's what we'll be looking for. In the meantime, that'll do it for today. We're going to call it a day on this beautiful Wednesday. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, LibertyTalk.fm. Download The Bubba Show every day, and of course, The Sporting Edge on the weekends with Xander. They're taking off, going for it. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.